The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As scriptures say, rivers of living water will flow from within those who believe in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles in the image of tongues of fire, and thus began the mission of the church in the world. Once they received the Spirit, they went out boldly and preached to all in Jerusalem and elsewhere. Jesus himself prepared the leaven for this mission, appearing to them on many occasions after his resurrection. All the disciples gathered in prayer with Mary in the upper room, awaiting the promised event. Today is also the birthday of the church. The church is basically the community and spread all over the world, which is continuing the visible presence of God and his work by living openly in the Spirit of Jesus and offering its experience of knowing Christ to the world. During his apparition, Jesus gives two gifts to the followers: the gifts of abiding peace and gifts of forgiving sins. He commissioned them to carry on his works, empowered by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pentecost, which means 50th, was the second of three most important Jewish feasts. For the Jews, it was the day of gratitude and the day of thanksgiving for the completion of the harvest. It occurred 7 weeks after Passover, and on this day, the first fruit of the wheat crop were offered to God. On this day, people celebrated the event where God gave his laws to Moses on Mount Sinai. On this day, the Spirit came down on the apostles, and the church was born. On this day, on this 50th day, after the resurrection, a great transformation took place in the small group of disciples. The Spirit that descended on them while they were together praying, and it was for all the people. Pentecost Day is called the birthday of the church. The apostles already had received the Holy Spirit on Christ's first appearance to them after the resurrection. The disciples were locked in the upper room, terrified of the authorities, Suddenly, the same Jesus was there among them. And he said, "Peace be with you," was his greeting. Where Jesus is present, there is peace. The presence of Jesus in our lives always brings peace and removes our anxiety and fears. He gave them their mission. "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." He then breathed on them the Holy Spirit, as God breathed on earth and created the first human being. So, my dear friends, in the first reading from the book of prophet Ezekiel, we then heard of the story of the valley filled with vast number of dry bones, which represented the rebellion of mankind and their sins, particularly the Israelites, whom by the time of prophet Ezekiel had committed a great number of sins and mistakes, and had suffered the consequences of those sins and faults. Sin led them to destruction and death, and that was what the vision of the valley of the dry bones showed to the prophet Ezekiel and all of us. But through the Spirit of God, referring to the Holy Spirit, which in the Nicene Creed we refer to as the Lord, the giver of life, who proceed from the Father and the Son, just at the moment of creation, when God created all things from nothingness, God restored life to all those bones, dry bones, and Ezekiel saw the huge nations of all the peoples assembled, referring to the restoration of God's people into the state of grace before their downfall into sin. So, my dear friends, and this is what the Holy Spirit has done to us as we recall the great gift from God. The gift of the Holy Spirit that He has given to His church to fill all with His love and wisdom, to restore us to life. Yes, my dear friends, grace and unity with God, which we have lost through our sins. The Holy Spirit has shown us the path towards the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Himself made it clear to us through our gospel today. The presence of the Holy Spirit in us is like the topia, life-giving water and spring up, welling up in us, filling us with God's grace and love, empowering and strengthening us in the manner how the Lord's disciples and followers have been guided and strengthened by the same Holy Spirit. So, my dear friends, in proclaiming the good news and salvation to all people and to all nations, they have joyfully become the responsibilities and commitments to be the bearers of God's truth, and by the wisdom imparted to them through the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, my dear friends, and therefore they bore rich fruit of the Holy Spirit and resulted in many great conversion and many souls embracing God's gift. Yes, my dear friends, in the second reading, We heard, "For just as the body is one, has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one, so it is with Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jewish or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit." So we notice here in the first reading, in the first part of the reading, it says, it gives, there are two parts of the reading. One part is, it focus on the specific gift of the Holy Spirit, whether it is a miracle or prophecy or healing or preaching or discernment of the Holy Spirit or the gift of tongues or interpretation of the tongues that are meant for building up the body of Christ, building up the church. The church mission in the world, as we see, which begins on Pentecost Day. So, my dear friends, grace is first and foremost the gift of the Holy Spirit, who justifies and sanctifies us. But grace also includes the gift that the Spirit grants to us to associate with His work, to enable us to collaborate in the salvation of others and growth of the body of Christ. So, my dear friends, the Feast of Pentecost rounds off the tremendous mysteries that we have been commemorated since the Holy Week, the Passion, Death, Resurrection, and Ascension of Jesus. This feast culminates in the sending of the Holy Spirit of the Father and the Son on His disciples. This feast indicates the extraordinary intervention of God in our lives by which Jesus makes us partakers in the mystery of the Trinity. Today, the feast indicates that it is ongoing reality and which still touches our life every single day. Yes, my dear friends, this week, let us reflect upon the purpose of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church. He can guide and teach us according to the purpose for which He has been sent. Amen.